When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Seconds left, and here we go. This is where dreams are made.
They're going for it all.
Simpson home run play, the deflection.
Oh!
The layup! .7 seconds left. Alabama State in front.
That's the part of the game I saw, Denton. I turned it right in time for Alabama State's length of the court pass. Couple of, you know, bounces around, and they ended up with a layup. Exciting way to start the tournament. Not exactly, I don't think, a play that will be replayed for years to come when we get to the tournament. There is a play that's been replayed for many, many years, and the player that made that play is going to join us on the show today. 11 a.m., the head coach of the Grand Canyon Antelopes, Bryce Drew, will be with us. They face Maryland on Friday at 4:35. And of course, 27 years ago, March 13th, he had the famous wing deep jumper that beat a four seed Ole Miss. And we've seen that play over and over again. I'll probably talk to him about that play, maybe a little bit, when he joins us at 11 a.m. We have other guests on the show as well. Patrick Everson from out in Vegas will talk some tournament gambling and odds and some of the things that he likes heading in to the big dance at 11:35 a.m. And then John Crispin, we've had John on the show many times, will join us to talk college hoops as well. I want to start, though, with this from Mark W. Mark W. writes, Kevin, why do you just think without any doubt Jaden Daniels' rookie season will be duplicated in the upcoming season? Adjustments are coming. The league has trouble dealing with pure passers, but dual-threat quarterbacks are rarely able to remain two things, consistent and healthy. Add to that a much tougher schedule. I'm not sure why you just assume they're a playoff team again. Thank you, Mark. I love the adjustments are coming crowd. That usually is a thing in like best of sevens in the NBA playoffs or best of, you know, sevens and maybe hockey. I don't even know what kind of adjustments are made in hockey series. I know that many are. No goals last night. No goal last night from Alex Ovechkin in the Caps win. I don't know what adjustments are coming. And he's not a dual threat quarterback. A lot of his success came as a pure pocket passer. Like, there, you know, and by the way, has the league figured out Lamar Jackson? or has he just kept getting better year in and year out? I understand they haven't won the Super Bowl, but and I do understand also that he hasn't remained healthy. That will be the biggest risk from my standpoint to Jaden's career, because it's a risk with every football player and every professional athlete's career. You've got to stay healthy. You've got to be available. But I don't know what adjustments are coming. I really don't. You know, the idea that they're going to figure him out. Really? What part of his game are you going to figure out? The quick release, the fast processing, the accuracy on the short ball, medium ball, deep ball, the ability to extend outside the pocket and extend plays and make plays with his arm and then with his legs. Oh, by the way, designed runner, option runner, best scrambler I think I've ever seen in his rookie year. I mean, that's a heady statement. I will concede that. I think I compared him to certainly Lamar and Vic in terms of the greatest scramblers of all time, but he's in that class. I don't know. I don't know what adjustments are coming. Certainly defensive coordinators are going to pour over every single game, every play that Jaden Daniels had in his rookie year, and they're going to come up with ways to try to confuse him. You know, Vic Fangio confused him on a short week, 3 days to prepare off a very tough, draining, physically, you know, demanding loss to Pittsburgh, and they had to go to Philadelphia to face that team and that defense on short week preparation. I mean, did you see the NFC Championship game? The offense was not the problem in terms of moving the football. They turned it over. You can't turn the football over and win games more often than not, okay? Although they did actually turn it over 5 times in their game against Philadelphia at home late in the season and won the game, scoring 36 points. You know, I still think, Denton, in looking back at the season, that of all the results during the season, and there were some crazy ones, obviously the Hail Mary against Chicago, I think that turning the ball over 5 times, I don't care that Jalen Hurts went out of the game. That was a big part of the game. Don't get me wrong. I'm not underselling the fact that Philadelphia missed Jalen Hurts in that game. Okay, they did. The score was 21-7, you know, basically with him in the game, or 14-0, or whatever it was. But the amazing result of the year is that one, that you could turn the ball over 5 times, 3 fumbles, 2 interceptions, and still put 36 points on the board against that defense and win the game. I do not want to live that way next year. I don't think you can win 12 games in 2 playoff games turning the ball over 5 times a game and hoping that your quarterback, you know, throws for 260 and runs for 90, you know, and bails you out. But I just don't see the adjustments. I'm not a coach. I'm not a football coach. But what are all the defensive coordinators around the league drawing up to adjust to Jaden Daniels' game? You know, I guess the one thing you can do, try to make, you know, Bill Belichick always said, you try to make, you know, teams left-handed that are right-handed. What's his left hand? I mean, is it forcing him to drop back and throw from the pocket and not run? Is it maybe forcing him to run in a scramble in a certain direction that he wasn't comfortable doing last year? Maybe. I don't know. You got any ideas for defensive coordinators around the league?
Pray. Put 12 guys on the field. Maybe 13. See if Ray Lewis wants to come out of retirement. You know, vintage Ray Lewis, we can be a spy. What's Luke Kuechly doing? Is Lawrence Taylor still around? Any other options? I'm out.
Other than the Thursday night game against Philly and the opener, I mean, we've got to toss the opener. Was there a game in which they weren't consistent in moving the football? And by the way, even in that Thursday night game, they had the lead, you know, heading into the fourth quarter of that game. It was a low-scoring game at that point. What was it, 10-6?
Yeah, it was 10-6. I mean, maybe like the second half of Chicago, the movement wasn't as good as the first half. It kind of felt like they got stifled a bit.
Yeah,
but then
that's a good point.
You know, Hail Mary kind of overshines that one a little bit. You know, I feel like when people make comments like these, they look at other quarterbacks and they use other quarterbacks as examples. You might use C.J. Stroud. You might use like a Baker Mayfield, right? Because Baker was so good his rookie year, and then there was very much a drop-off. But I do feel like that lacks a lot of nuance into what their games are versus what Jaden's game is. It's not like he was this one-trick pony that was only doing one specific thing that defenses are now going to be able to adjust to. He can run and he can throw in the pocket. Like, that's a dastardly combination to have. I don't know that there's like, well, we're just going to adjust our looks. You might be able to adjust the looks, but he'll still be able to make plays out of it. Like, this is not apples to apples when you're comparing him versus other quarterbacks in the past.
Look, there's always a risk, right, that a player, you know, changes and, you know, the work ethic, the studying, the learning, the evolving, you know, comes to a crashing halt because of something. Who knows? It doesn't seem like that would be the case with this particular player, this particular person. I think really moving forward, and it's true, I understand that after one season, it is amazing that we, and I say we because I'm not the only person that is talking about Jaden this way. I mean, everybody around the league talks about Jaden this way. But it is kind of remarkable that we're talking about him after one season as like it's so obvious that he is among the elite quarterbacks. We didn't need to see him for even the full season to understand that. But once he did it on the road in two playoff games, you know, that was that pretty much cinched it that they have a guy. It's tough to really, it's tough to take in the fact that people are saying that about this quarterback after one season. It's one season, but I believe it, and I think that moving forward, kind of like with Mahomes, Burrow, Josh Allen to a certain degree, I think the discussion won't be about how to stop the quarterback, how to stop Mahomes, how to stop Allen, how to stop Burrow, how to stop Lamar. It will be how to stop the rest of the team. You know, the basketball analogy would be, you know, Michael's going to get his 40. We just got to make sure nobody else gets 15. And you just have, when you go into these games against Washington, I don't think there will be a plan to stop Jaden Daniels that will exist. You're just going to have to hope that the rest of the team isn't good enough to support him. You know, we've seen that, you know, even though the Chiefs just keep winning games, but there have been games with the Chiefs in recent years where it's been like, man, Mahomes doesn't have a whole hell of a lot out there. You know, he's doing it all by himself, but even though it has held up in terms of wins and advancing through the playoffs, even though they got, you know, their ass kicked in the Super Bowl, they were still in the Super Bowl. But, you know, the same thing with Burrow. It's like, you know, you got to hope that the rest of the team isn't very good. In Cincinnati's case, Burrow has a brilliant year because there are no answers really for Burrow. But you got to hope that something else is off. Well, their defense was horrible. And so that's why they lost 8 games and only won 9. I think that's the way Washington will get viewed moving forward, is you're going to be hoping that the rest of the team isn't up to par and that you can beat the rest of the team, because you're not going to beat him consistently, I don't think. But yeah, we'll see, Mark. We'll see what the adjustments are. And the league, by the way, has trouble dealing with both pure passers and dual threat quarterbacks. Lamar's a perfect example of that. Lamar's kryptonite has been his health. You know, and whether or not he was upright for the biggest games of the season. So.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Anyway, I didn't watch a lot of that Alabama State game last night. I didn't. And I did watch a bunch of the Carolina game, and they looked better than they've looked at any point down the stretch. You know, good for them. That was a pressure game. You know, I kind of felt that. I don't know if you felt it going into the game. Did you watch Carolina last night or not?
I watched the first half when San Diego State had 19 points in like 18 minutes. I was like, this game's over.
I think, you know, and Jay Wright was talking about it in between the first and the second game. Who else was on that pregame show last night?
I think it was Seth Davis was on there as well.
Somebody else was on it. I'm blanking on who it was. Anyway, they were talking, and Jay Wright was talking. You know, this is kind of a pressure spot for North Carolina. They've got to prove that they belong in the field. And winning the game is one thing, but they've got to look good doing it. And so they came through in a big way against a San Diego State team that was in the national championship 2 years ago, totally different team this year. They actually had, I didn't realize this until before the game last night, they've had older teams in recent years. This is a much younger team that they have. Well-coached team by Brian Dutcher. He's done a great job there. And Carolina, you know, has R.J. Davis in his seventh or eighth year in college basketball, it seems like. And he couldn't miss. He was 6-for-6 from behind the arc in the game. You know, drained one at the end of the first half to give him a 47-23 lead. San Diego State hadn't given up anywhere near that number of points in a half this year. So Carolina got it done. Good for them. And now they get in the next round Ole Miss on Thursday afternoon. You actually kind of predicted that North Carolina might make a run and win a few games. And they certainly needed to win last night. You know, beating Ole Miss would really, by the way, it doesn't change what it was and what it looked like for the committee before last night. The results of how they, especially in a first game, a first four game against San Diego State, they were the favored team. They were, you know, favored by 4.5 points last night. I mean, it doesn't change the fact that North Carolina may not have deserved it as much as West Virginia or Indiana, but it certainly helps to quiet the conversation if they were to win, you know, say, two games and get to a Saturday afternoon game to get to the Sweet 16. R.J. Davis has been a good college player. How long has he played in college, honestly?
It feels like he's like a super senior. Have you looked at that line for UNC Ole Miss on Friday?
Let me guess, I haven't. I'm going to say it's super short. I'm going to say Ole Miss minus two.
North Carolina minus 1.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes Vegas knows, actually, almost always Vegas knows more than, you know, committees and fans.
I do find it a little odd, though. North Carolina plays on the first day of the first four, and then they get a Friday game rather than a Thursday game. Alabama State.
Oh, they're not
plays,
playing Thursday?
No, Alabama State plays Thursday. UNC gets an extra day, and they get to play on Friday. I mean, they are getting all of the advantages.
Wow. I didn't know that. Does that, I guess that does happen occasionally.
It does.
Actually, I thought always the Tuesday night winners played Thursday and the Wednesday night winners played Friday.
I was always under that assumption as well, but I guess I don't know if I either haven't been paying enough attention to that, but that is not the case with UNC. They're catching every advantage that can possibly get thrown at them.
So they play at the same time. They play the same time that Maryland plays. They play in that 4 o'clock afternoon window on Friday. Alabama State gets Auburn. Tonight we get AU. And I'm looking forward. This will be a 16-16 game that I will absolutely sit down and take in start to finish. Dwayne Simpkins was really, really excellent the other day. We had him on the show on Monday. A lot of you reached out to say how good he was as a guest. I agree with you. I had not had Dwayne. I don't think I had had Dwayne on the show. Maybe right when he got the job at AU. Maybe. But they play Mount St. Mary's tonight, 6:40 in Dayton, and they are favored. They are a 2.5-point favorite, and if they win that game, they will advance to a matchup on Friday against Duke in Raleigh. So go AU, go Eagles tonight against the Mount. And then the other game tonight is Texas in Xavier. I did not have, a few of you tweeted me after the show yesterday. Sorry for not mentioning it. I did not have a smell test pick yesterday. And I'll just tell you right now, I'm not going to have one on either game tonight either. All right. So there's nothing, there's no significant public action on Texas or Xavier. That game's pretty much split. And if anything, you know, there's more action on Mount St. Mary's. But I don't think, I'll be honest with you, I'm sure I have wagered on a 16 versus 16 game, but I can't remember doing it.
You got to be really in the weeds of the mid-majors if you got a significant lean on a 16 versus 16.
Well, I mean, also, all due respect, it's the low mid-majors. Wouldn't you say that the Patriot League is more of a low mid-major? Is there even a description? I don't want to be too dismissive because the Patriot League has some incredible academic institutions in that league. AU is great. Bucknell, phenomenal school. How about Annapolis, Navy? How about West Point? How about Lehigh and Lafayette? Both excellent schools. What are the other schools in the Patriot League? Is Holy Cross in the Patriot League?
I have no idea. Here. I mean, Navy technically is their basketball, right? Because they were in the final.
Yeah, Navy. I said Annapolis. Navy?
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Scrolling down. Ohio Valley Patriot League. AU, Bucknell, Colgate, Navy, Army, BU, Boston University, Lafayette, Loyola, a really good school in Baltimore, Lehigh, and Holy Cross. Yeah, Holy Cross is in that league. All right. There you go. Kevin Willard's father, I think, coached at Holy Cross for many years. Ralph Willard, longtime college basketball coach. I think his, you know, a lot of his success came at Holy Cross. Am I right about that or not? I could be wrong about that. No, I'm thinking it's, oh yeah, Holy Cross. He was there for 11 years at Holy Cross. Took the Holy Cross Crusaders, Ralph Willard, Kevin Willard's father did, to the tournament 4 times in 10 seasons. Not bad. By the way, Bryce Drew, he's taken Grand Canyon now to the tournament 4 times in 5 years. I'll ask him more about just the school, like how long it's been around, how long it's been D1. You and I looked it up the other day. It's a combined online and in-person. I know every school is to a certain degree, but I think that they had more online students than they did, you know, on-campus students.
They definitely, it's very similar to Liberty.
Oh, is Liberty that too?
Yeah, Liberty. I mean, they just, Grand Canyon, I was looking this up yesterday, just passed Liberty in terms of most in attendance. They have like over 100,000 Liberties at like 98 because of the online stuff.
Okay. All right. Let's talk some tournament next. I have done my formula for paring down the 68 teams, Denton, to the teams that can actually win the whole thing. I will go through that exercise. I've done it, I don't know, 4 or 5 years in a row, and I think I've been right all of the years except for Virginia. I don't think I had Virginia in the teams that could win it when they won it. It's actually like year 5 or 6 of doing this. Actually, did I have UConn last year? Maybe not. UConn the year before, but not last year. So it doesn't always work. But anyway, I'm going to go through it anyway, and I'll give you, out of the 68 teams, 6 that you should have. One of the 6, anyway, winning the whole thing. We'll do that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.